Hello, everybody. Welcome to the TL3 podcast.
Episode three.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Episode three.
I gotta wash my hands.
Yo, hurry the f*** up, bro.
Yo.
And for the listeners that aren't watching YouTube, we got Tito over here just standing up and not even using his mic yet. Or his headphones. Bro, what are you looking for, lice?
No, bro.
So I'll put him on.
Right. Left and right.
Oh, it right. Don't matter, bro.
I found it.
This guy's such a pain in the fucking ass.
They not like us.
Shut up.
Oh boy. All right. You know, we're always going to start the podcast with highs and lows of the week.
Hold on. First, we got to start with the people that followed us, the recent ones.
Oh, we got some recent ones?
Oh, not really. Just one of them, actually.
Okay. I can give him a shout out.
Yeah. Gianna Fowler.
Okay. Shout out to Gianna.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Whoever that is. But okay. Welcome back. Yep. Episode three.
Oh, I just made that shit in.
Oh, nice.
Well, for the listeners, Tito just shot a blank piece of paper, or napkin, I mean, into a trash can, and he thinks he's all that.
Yes, I am.
Anyways, all right. Isaac, what's our deal for today? Because I know last podcast was all sentimental and
yes.
Heartfelt, so.
You guys definitely had the reins last time, and shit got real serious.
Real serious. That one's going to be a good episode when it drops. Mm-hmm. July 7th.
July 7th. Yeah. Hope y'all are ready for that.
By the time this is out, that'll have come out.
That will hopefully come out.
So for the first thing, this one's going to be a little bit more lighthearted. I got a bunch of stuff for you guys this week.
How many questions?
We might not have enough time for all of them, but it was 15.
Damn!
Yeah, like 15 subjects.
Brandon doesn't talk a lot.
What are you talking about, bro? It's better to talk a lot than not talk at all.
Oh, you're right.
And keep it silent. Well,
no dead air.
Dead ass. All right. Go ahead.
So we're going to start it. It's going to be the thing we do every time. Highs and lows of the week. So what you guys got? Your high and your low for this past week.
I mean, bro, I've been stressing this whole damn week. Work been beating my ass, bro. Yo, shut up.
Okay.
Work been beating my ass, bro. Money's tight, bro. You know. But that is my low. My high is I'm having a good ass time today because it's a Sunday. Can I also say that No? Okay.
I don't think.
Okay. Bleep that shit off, please. I'm sorry. But, yeah, my high is I have my days off today and tomorrow. And guess what I'm going to do, Brandon?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to sleep.
Like always. That was
almost sleep.
That was very unnecessary.
Almost okay. Sleep.
Well, my highs and lows. My lows is my bike finally got wire showing on its tire.
So was about his bike.
So I can't really ride.
So was about
his bike. Shit.
Okay. Yeah, so it sucks. But my highs, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Why are you mad? Because you can't ride a bike? It's your automatic car. Relax.
I can't ride a bike. I can't ride a bike.
You can ride a bicycle, but not a motorcycle.
What are you talking about, bro?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yo, oh, the ones that you be holding traffic with.
The whole, my Japan one?
Yeah,
the one that was ass?
Yeah, bro. Go, talk
it was
about
a,
your
it was like a Japanese version of
talk
a fucking
talk about your
moped.
High, bro.
Really? It was a stupid one. All these guys got like fucking like aftermarket parts on their mopeds, which makes them go like 100, like not 120, but like 60.
Hmm.
But. Watch your mouth. My highs. I guess it was the weekend.
Weekend,
I'm relaxing. Because I don't work weekends, so I'm glad for that one. To be honest, because
free time.
What about you, Isaac? What's your highs and lows?
I'd say for a low is I didn't get to be home as much as I wanted to this whole week. I've been out so much, and it was very tiring. But I'd say that's the big one, is just being out so much and just not having time to relax and play some video games or watch some anime, what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I get that on a daily basis. Why is my cord on the other side? Like, it's over there. Why
whoever did the wire management, I don't know.
That's so stupid.
They not like us.
That's going to be
not
so
like
annoying.
Us.
All right. I got sidetracked. All right. What's next for our next question?
I just gotta say my
hi.
It's being here with you guys.
I forgot.
I'd say that's it. You're good.
That one's actually a good one too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is too. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting look forward to this.
Always looking for this. To be honest, it's always fun.
They don't like us.
Hell yeah.
Always. I hate this guy so much, bro.
All right, so for my second topic, I say a big one is goals for the year.
Goals for the year?
Yeah, what you guys got to, like, break out the year? Because we're almost halfway through. So
I'm trying to be nasty at barbering. Okay. I'm trying to accomplish that. I'm trying to be good at blending. That is my accomplish this year. It's getting better every day and not sleeping on my barber shit.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, Brandon.
Why is he like this? I don't understand why he's like this.
Hold on, Brandon.
Honestly.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're not like us. They're not like us.
You're Charles Kendrick.
Honestly, my goal, I don't know. I think it's just to get out of the United States again.
Like out of the country?
Go like to Jamaica. Ooh. I know I'm going to Dominican Republic in December, so that one should be a fun one.
There you go.
I'm excited for that one. Yeah. But I'm trying to get to the Jamaica trip, but they're like, for like an all-inclusive, it's like $2,000.
But is that like a, if you go on like a cruise?
No, it's an all-inclusive hotel where like everything's included basically, which I understand the price, but like for one person, it's like $2,000.
So does that not include the plane ticket?
No.
Oh, shit.
The plane ticket is different.
There must be some sort of package you can find, maybe, because that'd be...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, because I'm not trying to pay $2,000 for that shit.
Hell no, that's crazy, dude.
What about you, Isaac?
I'd say a goal for the year is to... there's like a competition I'm taking a part of, and just give it my all.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
For like tell us you're going to a competition.
Yeah, that's in October.
So. There you go. Yeah.
Competition for what?
For lifting.
For
and
lifting.
But yeah. Damn.
Yeah,
you didn't tell us that.
Yeah, no, that's something that I've been.
Can I go? Can I go?
Can we watch?
I mean, if you want, I think it's like $5 to
where?
Go.
I'll still pay for it.
It's in Salem.
In Salem?
Yeah. Okay, if you want.
I'm going to be like, they're not like us. Okay. They're not like us.
It's like early in the morning. But I mean,
what time?
Like 9, I think.
Oh, well, not that bad.
Okay.
I thought you were about to say 5 in the morning, but I was about to be like, huh.
Not that bad.
Maybe next year. Maybe next live. I'm not waking up at like fucking 4 in the morning just to see you. I'm not, but I'm going to be there.
Okay,
I'm not no pansy, okay, Brandon? I'm not no pansy, okay?
Early word, get, early word gets the bird, buddy.
Dumbass.
That's okay. Not my fault.
The early word get the early
you
word.
You can wake up early,
the
buddy.
The early word get the early word.
It's the phrase.
The early word get the early
it's
bird.
The early word.
Audio listeners, Tito's making some weird face at the camera when he says that.
He's being a cheese goofball right now is what he's being.
Clownfish, bro. The early word get the early word.
Bro, I don't understand.
Please. The early word get the early word.
Bro, I don't.
All right. So let's say. So the third topic, I really like to cook food. I've been getting in cooking food quite a bit. So for a question I have for you guys, in terms of cooking, is there a hardest dish you'd like to learn to cook?
Yes.
Okay.
And that will be ramen. I've been having trouble on making ramen because I keep burning that shit. I keep burning that ramen.
No way, Tito.
Don't listen to him. He's bullshitting, bro. He's such a bad liar.
Trolling, man. Come on.
No, he's such a bad liar.
It's probably rice and beans because I'm Hispanic. Rice and beans.
You consider that really hard?
Yeah, rice. Making rice.
There's no like a pizza like from scratch. Nothing
no,
like that.
Just rice because I like rice.
Okay, all
right. anyways, one of the dishes would be from it was like Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
One of his dishes is what's that shit called?
Food.
No, dummy. That's that food. I don't know what
you
it's
see,
called.
You're about to say food.
It's the type of food that you put like in like an oven and it's like covered in stuff like that.
A pie?
No, you dumbass.
Covered in. I'm
it's like food, dummy.
I'm trying to think of which one you might be talking. He's made so many.
He's
dishes.
Made so many good ones.
Shepherd's pie?
No, you f-ing idiot.
Oh.
Shut up. just shut up.
I don't even think he likes shepherd's pie, dude. That's like
just, bro, shut up. Shut your mouth.
Okay, sorry.
Shepherd's pie? Shepherd's pie?
Oh, now
what are you, five?
Now he wants to be like me, y'all.
What are you, five?
He wants to be like me.
Dumb?
Because he's not like us. He's not like us.
You keep showing. You keep saying, I'm sure you're not like us, motherfucker. Stupid ass.
Sorry, my fault.
Shepherd's pie? Idiot, bro. I swear.
Early bird get the early worm.
Yeah.
Early bird get the early worm.
Yeah. Shepherd's pie. Like, who the hell? Like,
who the fuck says that shit, bro?
Bro, at least I know how to cook ramen noodles.
What?
Okay.
¿Qué pasó? Huh?
Speak Spanish, man. Speak Spanish.
Speak Spanish.
Speak Spanish.
Say
Spanish. You can't even speak.
Shut your ass. Stupid.
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 Anyways, it would be something with Chef Gordon Ramsay's food.
Shepherd pie.
Okay. He's made, like, so many good things.
This kid's about to get slapped, I promise you that.
It's funny that you mentioned him. So for mine would be Beef Wellington.
Ah, that's what it's called. Yes, Beef Wellington.
That'd be fun to make.
That's what it's called. What the f*** are you looking at, bro?
That one's really
beef. Stop looking at me, bro.
What was it again?
Beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. You were having trouble to hear that shit?
Yo, talk about that.
It's a really strange name.
Shut up.
So, like, I don't...
Are you sure you put that
shut up,
oven?
Tito.
You sure you put
shut up.
Yes, you put it in the oven.
How am I going to shut up if I can't speak?
Okay, shut up.
Why?
Shut your mouth.
Why?
Shut your mouth.
Why?
So annoying.
Why?
Next question.
Love you, Brandon.
I'm going to beat your ass.
So this is a good one because there's so many. I'd like to learn, if you could choose any, what dance would you like to learn?
Oh, shit.
I know Tito would love to learn the bachata.
Oh, bachata. I already know how to do the bachata. Cap,
can't even speak Spanish. Shut up.
I could do the bachata.
The bachata.
I could do it. I could do it.
So I'll do it.
You want me to
do it? You, right now. Right in front of the camera.
All
right.
Let me
put it's going to get copyrighted.
Yeah, if you put...
So make a beat for me.
I could probably find you some that won't get us copyrighted. Let me look, because I know how to find that. If you want me to do that, it's fine.
Is it like the two-step one? Or like the breaking
the full
it down?
Breaking it down, bro. All right. Ain't
you
no two-step.
You want to be my dancer?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because no.
Because why not?
Because no.
Because why not?
Because no.
Because why not?
No.
So this is Creative Commons, so it's free use.
Okay.
So do it in front of the camera?
Yep, do it in front of the camera.
Audio listeners, Tito is trying his best to...
He's doing terribly right now, I'll tell you that right now. Guys, look at he's doing two steps.
Oh, go Tito.
Bro, that's not even close to bachata, bro.
He's trying to hype himself up heavy.
Go Tito.
That's more like...
Bro, that's like that conga shit that you see on a cruise.
It's more of a two-step. I don't know.
Come on, Brandon.
Bro, this is so bad. I'm so glad the listeners don't have to see this because this is terrible. This is absolutely terrible right now.
All right, there you go, dude. All
right. That is absolutely garbage. Oh, my. All right.
Let me see you do it.
I don't need to do it.
Act like Chris Brown. Dance like Chris Brown.
So he said be like Chris Brown, so that means I got to beat you like he did Rihanna?
Oh, my God.
Because I'll do it.
Bro.
I hate that guy. Terrible rapper.
Really?
Not a good rapper. Not a good rapper.
Really?
Not a good rapper.
Really? Really? You want to lie?
Or a good singer? Is he a soul singer or some shit?
Really?
Yeah.
You hear him? You hear him? You hear this, Isaac? Because he was like always told Ronan, can you play Under the Influence?
6ix9ine's a lot better than Chris Brown.
Shut the fuck up! You say that shit, bro.
That's
let's make this argument.
No, bro. You got me fucked up right now.
Crazy.
You did not just say that right now.
That's a good way to offend.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, I could do another one too.
Yo, I hope.
You want to hear? You want to hear another one?
Oh boy!
You want to hear another one? You want to hear another one? This one might offend you though too.
Hot takes from Brandon.
Hot takes from me.
Go ahead.
From me. Should I say it? You want to say it?
Say it.
You want to say it?
Say it.
Should I say it?
Say it.
Little Baby's better than Little Skies.
Shut.
Hot take from Brandon. Christopher Kahlo. Yeah, baby.
I like Little Baby a lot. So like that one, I could.
You mess guys. Do not even do that.
He's still trash.
I met him. He's
still trash.
He's good, but like Little Baby.
Oh, really?
Who wants to listen to
that? You know, really? You want to go there?
Songs,
you want to go there?
Go ahead,
you want to go there? You want to go there?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to go there?
Go ahead.
You really want to
go
there?
Say it.
All right, I'm going to say it.
Say it.
I'm going to say it.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to say it.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to say it.
Say it.
I think Drake is better than J. Cole.
That's fine. Biggie's better than Tupac.
Shut the fuck up. Stop trying to piss me off. Stop trying to piss me off.
Hot take from Brandon.
Stop fucking playing with me. Stop playing with me.
Are you gonna hit me with the paper?
I'm
the
gonna
napkins?
Hit you.
You gonna hit me
with
the napkins?
I am.
That's crazy.
Like a big debate though. That one I can respect that debate, but the 6ix9ine one's crazy.
That one was just for fun. I just wanted to piss him off.
I got you.
6ix9ine.
For the listeners that are not watching,
better than Chris Brown.
He's yelling at the camera right now.
6ix9ine is better than Chris Brown.
That's so funny.
6ix9ine is better than Chris Brown.
Oh, be mad because I said that. Just saying,
6ix9ine is better than Chris Brown.
6ix9ine's a lot better than Chris Brown. Now we know, we both know that's true. You're afraid to admit it. Oh my god, that's so funny. That's so funny. I can anger him a lot more too. That's my favorite to do.
I think that's a good button to press already.
It is a good button. It's my favorite button.
Next
to press.
Next question.
Is there? Brandon didn't even say his dance.
I don't have one.
No, you don't.
No, I don't really have one.
Okay, yeah, he can't dance for shit. No,
better than Chris Brown.
So just to close out, I'd say Getting Sturdy is one I'd like to learn. I've been trying, but it's really freaking.
Getting Sturdy is my favorite thing to do.
That's okay. A funny one.
Here, so for my fifth topic, here I feel like you guys would it would be real fun for you guys to think about this one. If you could be in any film franchise, which one
Fast
would you be?
Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious. That's an automatic.
100%. Like, I'm going to race the fuck out of Brandon.
That's no
I'm
way.
I'm about to race Brandon. I'm about to race Brandon.
So easily.
I'm about to race Brandon.
He's already got dusted twice.
Because he cheated.
I don't cheat.
He cheated.
How do I cheat?
He cheated.
How do I cheat?
He cheated. Bro, let me tell you guys a damn backstory, okay? Let me tell you a backstory.
Audio listeners.
We went.
Venting to the camera heavily right now.
We went to this cart place, right? This go-kart place. And I guarantee you, he told one of the workers, let me sit in the front and make this guy sit in the back.
Mind you, he was next to me.
Shut up.
Okay.
This guy literally paid the fucking worker to make him sit in the front. I had to sit all the way in the fucking back, right? Tell me how he passed everybody all the way in the front.
Because I know how to drive.
No, bro, you literally cheated, bro.
I don't cheat.
You cheated. Yo, he Never literally cheated. Paid the fucking worker.
How would I pay him to do that? That's
you.
Not
he
right.
Sat, he sat you in the front.
Because
he sat you in the front.
Because he
that sat makes no you sense. On the front.
I'm pretty sure everybody that gets in the front of the line, they get put somewhere in the
if
front.
If we were in the front of the line,
bro,
right? If you were
I
right
said
next
we
to me,
can run it
if
back.
If you were next to me, Brandon, I would have been in the front with
I
you, right?
I said we could take it off. I said we could take it. Oh, my God. Can I finish? Can I say what I'm saying?
In my line.
Can I say what I'm
in
saying?
Line.
Can I say what I'm
in
saying?
In my line?
Bro.
In my line.
I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Is if we go to K1 speed, we can hash it out in K1 speed, and I'll still dust your ass.
Okay.
I'll give you the Dominic Toretto look, buddy.
Cheated.
Just let me know when and where, buddy.
Cheated.
Yeah, we'll put this on the Instagram page.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll put it on the TO3 page. Fuck yeah.
Cheated.
Yeah. Anyways, what about you, Isaac? What would be yours?
Film franchise would be, for me, it's kind of in terms of excitement and like action. Mission Impossible would probably be mine.
What's up?
I'd say, yeah.
Well, like touch Tom of Cruise, Fat Man's chips.
Being able to just do crazy shit like in Mission Impossible. Basically the same as like Fast and Furious. Dude, you're doing really crazy, insane stunts. And you're just having fun driving too.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Talking about 6 times better than Chris Brown.
He's very heated, guys.
All right, so another food one I have is: are there any specific exotic foods you guys have always wanted to try?
Lobster.
I don't know. I don't think that's exotic.
Not exotic. He just doesn't like seafood. You see, I said what you said, and look how he's looking at me. For the people that are listening and not watching
try.
On the camera.
I'll give a lobster a try.
That's not exotic.
Yeah, I want to consider that exotic.
It's not exotic.
All right, then what is it? What is it?
Anything that's not in the country.
Oh.
Like Africa food.
Yeah, oh, like Africa. I want to try fufu.
Fufu?
Fufu, okay. Fufu is a good one, yeah.
That's actually a really good one, okay.
Nah, that's a good one. I think mine would have to be fufu, too.
Fufu, too?
Honestly,
okay.
Yeah.
Biter.
What about you? What'd you say?
Nothing.
No. Oh. I know second place. Like I know us. Second place isn't talking.
Oh, okay.
Cheater. What about you?
As a just try it once thing, it would probably be there's like a lot of South Asian countries that eat like the weirdest things. It'd be cool to just try it once. Like I know they eat bugs and shit over there, but it'd be cool to just try it once, but probably I'd never eat it after again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they got
bugs.
Like, yeah, they got like seasoned bugs, maggots, like giant worms.
Ew.
It'd be cool to just try it once. Apparently it tastes really good, I've been told.
Ugh.
By the people that have gone. So it'd be cool to try at least once.
That's nasty. All right.
Brandon kind of already gave me the answer to this one. Is there any place in the world you guys would like to travel? You said Jamaica was one. And
Japan.
Well, yeah.
Japan.
Japan's
or
a good
Tokyo.
One, too, yeah.
Tokyo's Japan, right?
I mean,
yeah,
I've already been to Jamaica, so I can't
okay.
really.
Gotcha. Okay.
I want to go to Dubai.
I think Puerto Rico would be a good one for me.
Puerto Rico.
Bora Bora, Dubai, the Bahamas. Bahamas is Bora Bora, right? No, oh. Right? I don't know. Maybe. I want to go to Dubai, Japan, PR.
I thought you've already been to PR.
No.
Uh-oh.
I never been. Only when there when I was a baby.
PR's really nice.
North Carolina. I want to go to North Carolina.
That's not really.
That's a
state. I know. But I definitely want to go to Dubai.
Dubai, okay.
Dubai shit. Dubai whips.
What about you, Isaac?
Just most of Europe, like you know, like anything like France, Italy, Jamaica would be real cool. When you said that got me an idea for that area.
Jamaica's beautiful. I loved it when I went over there, and all the how they call it flower was fucking amazing.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
it's beautiful.
Hell yeah!
Okay. They got the jerk chicken that's actually fresh from the island, bro. Oh my god,
that'd be good. Yeah, I'd want to try that. And, like,
so good.
Goat and shit over there.
Yep.
That'd be so good. Yeah, so Japan, Jamaica, Philippines is a big one because apparently the water there is like crystal clear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like my dad's been there and he says it's amazing. So definitely, it'd be cool.
That's a good one.
Yeah, let's see. I already know the answer to Tito's for this, but I'm curious for Brandon's, but celebrity crush.
I got a few.
Oh, you got a few? Okay.
I got a few. Okay,
I thought there was just one.
I also got a few, too.
Got a few. Excellent. All right.
I got Lotto. Lotto. I got Megan Fox.
Oh, I think he's going to say Megan Stallion.
No. Ugh, not that freaking horse-looking ass bitch. All right.
It's crazy.
You see how she laughs?
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen it.
Trying Megan, dude. Like, I don't. I'm sorry. Yeah, like, well, she would never want to be. She'd be so cool to have on here. Don't do that, please. She likes anime. She cosplays. She looks good in the cosplays, man.
If she comes here, I'm not coming.
What? Okay, that's fine. Brandon and I will have fun with her.
Oh yeah,
go ahead, have fun.
We'll talk about anime for hours.
Oh yeah, have definitely. Fun. Oh.
Yeah. who did I say?
You said Megan Fox.
Lotto
and Megan Fox.
Kylie Jenner.
Mm-hmm. You have Kylie Jenner?
Shut the fuck up and let me just vent.
Tyga side piece, bro?
Shut up.
That's crazy.
Last but not least.
Can't wait to see this one.
Ice Boys!
The worst. That's the worst list ever.
She be shaking that deli.
That's honestly the worst list ever.
Like, go.
Mine would be Celeste Rose.
Oh. Ugh.
Oh wow.
Celeste Rose. Ooh wee. Mine's from WWE also. Alexa Bliss. Ooh. Alexa Bliss.
I forgot one more. Zendaya. Sorry.
Okay. All
right, mid. Sorry. She got double teamed in that movie.
Shut the fuck up, okay? And Do not say that.
In a tennis
Don't
movie.
Don't say that.
In a tennis movie.
I wonder how Tom felt about that.
Tom
He's probably like, bro.
Where you going, T?
Picking up my
track. Oh, okay. Celeste Rose, Alexa Bliss. There's a lot more. I don't know. Honestly. There's just a whole bunch. Who else? I'm trying to think. It's just like, it's so hard to think. I don't know. That's a hard list.
Yeah, there's so many. There's a lot of pretty women.
There's a lot, yeah. You got something to say?
I still got more.
So say them.
If you guys want to just keep going, this one's probably going to be a little bit, because there's like so many that could just come to mind. Even probably like after we move on, there might be more.
So go ahead.
Hold on. Let me search these up.
Beyonce. Oh, Scarlett Johansson. Mm, ooh.
Okay.
Yep. I want to go. Ariana Grande, son.
Okay. Yeah. Ariana's very pretty.
That's a good one. Actually, I got a question that came up to mind.
Mm.
This one's a good one.
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm.
Now, we're going to piss off some people for this Marvel tough.
Oh, Marvel. Okay.
Give me your top five list you would have as a Marvel group.
Oh, like, wow. Okay. That's
like a list out of all the Marvel people.
So, if it was a team.
If it was a team that you could build to fight against anybody, who would be on your team?
Okay. All right.
Spider-Man.
Okay, that's your first one, obviously. Who's the other four?
Who's your other four?
Wakanda Forever.
Black Panther.
Okay.
Spider.
Iron Man.
Mid.
Okay. Thor.
Pretty good. Yeah, okay.
Hulk.
Okay.
That's not a bad list.
And then...
that's five.
Oh, that was already five?
Yeah, that was a pretty good team. I think the only one in there is, like, Iron Man. That's kind of... Like, I like Iron Man, but I feel like he'd be the one that probably, like... They would carry his ass, to be honest. Yeah. Depending on the Spider-Man. For me, I'd say Cable, Deadpool, Phoenix. That's three. Venom would be really cool. Like, I mean, the end Venom, where he, like, controls the whole universe. Like, he's so OP at that point.
Yeah. I had a friend that said the same thing, but he put Venom on the top list.
Oh, really?
Like, number
the
one.
First one?
The first one. I like Venom. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's the
top. I wouldn't go that far.
For, like, my last person. What's his name? I'm trying to think of his name.
Megan Good.
Oh, there's another one you thought of? Okay.
Listeners, Tito just pointed at the camera when he said that, so.
Mia Long. Mm-hmm.
He's also looking at the camera now.
Mia Long.
Saying Mia Long.
Oh, and then Adam Warlock would be the last guy because he's not the one from the movie.
He I was gonna say because the one in the movie was he was weak as hell.
They ruined him.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Everything else about the movie was fine, but just Adam Warlock was trash.
It's not a bad list, honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
And my last one is Jenna Ortega.
Oh, Jenna Ortega. Okay. That's a good one, yeah. I agree with that one. It's a good one. I can't get mad about that one, to be honest.
Yeah, she could get mad at me if she wants. I'll just kiss her right in her forehead.
Oh, jeez. I'm so sorry. My list, oh, man. I had the list and I forgot it.
Sorry.
But it's not your fault. I know my number one was Captain America.
Okay, he's a good one, yeah.
He's a good one. Wolverine, for sure. Ain't no doubt I cannot not have Wolverine on my list. Other one would be, I have two now, right, already?
Yeah, you got two down, okay.
I would have Hulk. I'm going to talk about the Hulk that we have now, the weak one, the one before, like the older movie.
Where he versed
the other Green Hulk, Abomination.
Oh,
in
yeah,
that one.
Hulk's really good.
That
yeah.
Hulk in that one was pretty good. That's, what is that, three? What's his face? Vision.
Vision's very good, okay.
Vision's a good one. And then I would have probably Spider-Man at the end.
Okay. That's a really good list. Okay.
I'm sorry, did I bore you, sir?
You were just taking
because I was trying to think of the list. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know. I didn't know we were on Tito's time. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Tito. I didn't know we were on your timing, buddy. My bad.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay, I'm sorry. You want to get kissed on the forehead?
Bro, I'm going to kiss you on the forehead.
Guys are bitching.
Huh? Shut up.
Is that in Japan?
Yes, this is Japan. I might be Okinawa, because I have a friend from there. He tells me it's very country-like, so I don't know, though. That might correct me if I'm wrong.
Just a magic one down that hill. Look at that bluebird.
Yep, so pretty bluebird. All right, so so next subject.
Random. So random.
Brandon, the one to go to.
Next subject is this one will be pretty fun for us. Dream sport. If there's any sport you could excel at and do, which one would it be?
Golfing.
Okay.
I know you're lying.
I am capping.
There's no way he's gonna say
boxing.
Golfing.
Boxing.
Okay.
All right. Boxing is a good one. Mm-hmm. Mine will probably be basketball.
Basketball. Okay. Hell yeah.
What are you smirking about?
I didn't even say anything.
What are you smirking about? You got something to say? Say it to chest.
I'm not saying anything.
You're smirking.
I have a bird chest. What am I going to say, bro?
Uh-huh. Okay. Be quiet. What about you, Isaac?
If there's one...
Isaac. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for cutting
for the viewers, Isaac has to re-touch the camera so it can work. Or record, I mean.
So... For mine, if the possibilities of me getting injured were very slim, American football, but for like a safer one where I probably wouldn't get injured as much as international football, like soccer. It would be cool if I could excel at soccer for like a safe one. But football would be the one, like if I won't get hurt, because that's the one reason I'd never wanted to do football.
Was to not get hurt.
Yeah, because like so many people break their shit and hurt themselves.
I mean, you could do flag football.
Yeah,
that's basically a football just without touching.
That's true, yeah.
So.
You're just grabbing the flag.
That's around your waist, so yeah.
Be all right. To go about it.
Okay. What's next?
All right, for my 10th subject, this one would be really cool. I hope you guys go as in-depth as possible with your answer and give me something wild and imaginative.
Oh, yeah.
So if you could make a video game, how would you make
it? About my life. About my life. Literally about my damn life.
Okay.
Seems pretty selfish to me, but...
Do you want to, like, elaborate?
Like, you guys would be in it.
Okay, like, elaborate.
No, because... No, because... No. Because he... No, 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 no. Because if we were in his game...
Side character?
He would put us... No, he would be able to... No, he would automatically just shoot me with a gun. And every time I respawn, he would do that. Say I'm lying.
You're lying.
Oh, really? That's what you don't want. That's what you'd want me in the video. Why would you want me in the video game?
You're assuming.
Why would you want me in the video game? Why would you want me in the video game? About your life.
About me, yeah.
Yeah. And you could do whatever you want.
Because everybody wants to know what's going on with my mind. Like, how am I functioning and all that.
Not everybody wants to.
Brandon, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I definitely don't.
You'd be like, you were wondering what's going on with my mind.
Because of the shit you be doing.
What have I been doing?
Jumping on another man's back? That's crazy.
Do you got proof?
Isaac.
Isaac.
I mean, what?
He saw it, buddy.
Sometimes have a little fun.
Oh, bullshit. Once in
a while. No, in all honesty, a video game.
All jokes aside, bro, a video game that I would do, probably like a nice Fast and Furious
type shit. Okay. Elaborate, like what would be the mechanics? Would there be certain music?
Yeah, there would be like NLE Choppa playing music in the background. Uh-huh. Freaking, it's gonna be like me and Brandon type shit. It's like about me and Brandon.
Okay,
that
cool.
This that me and him are very like, I gotta say, very competitive. So mostly me.
So it'd be like a rivalry game.
Yeah,
and you two would be the main characters.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds kind of cool.
I mean, he would be like the big man, like the big boss type shit. Where
so like the last boss of the game.
You know how like when Brian O'Connor was racing everybody, and then every single time when he races Dom, he's always losing Dom, and he always wants to win from Dom, and he's always winning from other people.
I get it. Yeah. It's like the last boss.
It's like the steps. Like he's like the final boss.
The last boss, yeah.
Yes, the last boss, and I'm over here trying to like achieve that goal where I'm gonna whip his ass in a freaking street race.
See what I mean? Every time it's anything that's.
And then
me.
if I win, bang bang.
What?
See what I mean?
You wouldn't want him to like be your friend. Do you see what I mean? Like a sequel game.
Do you see what I mean?
No, chicky chicky bang bang.
Chicky chicky. Do you see what I mean, bro?
Give me your damn car,
bro. Do you see what I mean? This is exactly what I mean.
Why?
You see?
That's just crazy.
No, I'm not going to kill you in the game.
That's literally what you did. And no. You literally just did that gesture
said,
to the camera.
I said, yeah. Chitty chitty bang bang, give me your damn car.
And you literally shot. You literally like cocked a shotgun.
I didn't even cock no shotgun.
You cocked a shotgun, bro.
It's proved that I cocked a shotgun.
The camera's on there, bro.
I swear I didn't cock the shotgun, bro.
This is on the video when we post this, I'm slapping you so hard.
And if I didn't do a cock a shotgun, what are you going to do for me? What do you want?
I
want a $20 bill.
You want a $20 bill?
Boom.
So if this video gets posted and there's a video of him,
I just
literally
don't have Photoshop this shit either.
Cocking the gun.
I can't do that. I don't know how to do that.
Legit cocking the gun, going pow. You're gonna let me slap you across the face.
Not hard.
Oh,
not
hard. Oh,
tap.
No. If you're gonna get $20, no. I'm gonna slap you where there's a red mark on your face. All
right, then. How about if I smack you?
You wanna smack me?
You know what? Shave your beard.
Shave my beard.
Shave your beard.
I would say the same to you, but you don't really have anything to shave.
Oh,
so.
Well, guess what?
You know what? Shave your hair.
Shave my hair.
I shave my beard. You shave your hair. All of it off.
Wait, all of it.
All of
if
it.
If he's right.
If I'm right.
Are you sure you want to do this?
If I'm right, you might want to listen to your cousin.
No. I'm not shaving my head.
All right, then. Shut up.
All right.
Don't put up the stakes if you ain't ready about it.
All right, then. Deal.
Deal?
Deal.
Hold on. This is on camera. This is on camera.
If I didn't do chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
With a shotgun motion.
With a shotgun.
With a shotgun motion. Sure?
With a shotgun motion.
You listening to your cousin right now?
Are you sure? I'm right here. It's on camera. We're on a mic.
If I win, you shave all your hair off. All crosses go to hell.
No.
Oh,
no,
ladies
no,
and gentlemen,
no,
Tito's
no,
about to
no,
shave
no,
all his hair off. And you know what? Shit. We're going to put it on camera, too. We're going to put it on camera.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, bro? I wouldn't mind looking like Caillou.
You already have head shape of it. Sorry.
All right. Well, so the last thing I want to ask about your game is would you try to make it better than like Need for Speed?
Yes.
Okay. That's all that's like the biggest question I had about that. All right, Brandon. So,
mine, I don't know, to be honest. I think mine would be more of like a GTA type of style.
Okay.
But then like, there would be online and stuff like that. But there's also like mainly, how do I do it? How would I say it, to be honest? I don't know. You're basically a main character. You don't switch between anybody else like in GTA, like Franklin or Trevor, whatever. You don't do none of that. You stay as one person. And you go, basically your whole mission is to go around the world and figure out what is, you're basically getting like hacked, I guess you could say. It's like,
sounds cool.
It's like GTA plus, what's the other game, the hacking game?
Watch Dogs.
Oh, okay. Basically like that. But you don't get to do the hacking. You have to figure it out yourself. So you get like these motions on like these sensors where like you get like a third eye.
Okay.
That you get to see around where like the electronic is coming from and all that stuff and see if you figure it out. But you have to travel across the world to find who it is and why they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? And towards the end, when you do it, you have to fight out to the death. I'm not talking about no guns either. I'm talking about like fists or like weapons and stuff like that. Hand-to-hand in combat, you know what I'm saying? That kind
of
stuff.
That sounds sick. Okay. I'd actually play the hell out of that. Yeah, that sounds like something that the last game they did should have been something like that. That sounds like I probably would have enjoyed that more than what they tried doing with the last Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so probably for mine it'd be something, it'd be Skyrim, but better, like fantasy. Oh, yeah. Just because, like, just the thing is, I love those games, but you could tell when you play them that they don't, they're just cheaply made. Like, yep. There's some things you could see where just like, oh, this shouldn't be doing this. I try to make it play way better than those games. It's probably something I
never really played Skyrim.
Never did? Honestly. Okay.
No, it wasn't really my type of game.
It's fair. For it.
I don't know. I just never really was intrigued.
With like the dragons and shit?
Yeah, it wasn't really my type of deal. But what's next?
Okay. This one's pretty easy. Favorite childhood cartoon?
As a movie or TV show?
You could go with either, yeah. If there's like a movie that you like vaguely, like, not even vaguely, like you remember very well that you enjoyed.
I remember a very well movie. It's a Halloween movie. It's called My Scary Godmother or The Scary Godmother.
Oh, wow. I remember that.
That one was on Cartoon Network at Halloween. And oh, my God. I used to always wake up as a kid and watch that movie. And they put it in the TV shows. And oh, I loved it so much. It was my favorite movie.
Holy shit. Yeah, it's going to be a good nostalgia.
I got three.
Three? Okay. All right.
Kids Next Door. Okay. I think those ones that
with the kids that are like spies. Agent,
yes,
they're spies.
Those
yeah.
are my favorite.
That one's a good one.
Ed, what is that?
Ed, one? Ed and Eddie.
Yes, yeah, that, okay.
That one's a good one.
Very good
and
too.
Then what is the last one? Recess. It's like the Recess.
Wow, that was a that's an old school one right there. Wow.
Yeah. Recess.
Man. That's a good one. I'm not gonna lie, that's a good one.
I used to be scared of the lunch lady or the principal. What was that? That. Oh,
don't even ask if I can remember
hard.
The name,
is that
bro.
The teacher?
I definitely don't remember the name. That shit was old school. That shit's old school. Yeah, no, mine would be The Scary Godmother. Jimmy Neutron.
Ooh, okay.
What's the other ones? Old school SpongeBob before how it is now.
Oh, the yeah.
Like the before episodes
season,
and shit.
Like
yeah.
01.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fire.
There was a lot of Nickelodeon shows. iCarly.
iCarly's classic.
How do you spell Recess?
The way you're asking that, like, you're embarrassed. you could have just said it in a Siri
you
and not had to put that out there like that.
Yeah, bro. You just made it sound like you don't know how to spell recess.
I don't.
Spell it out.
Recess.
All right, so use it.
Oh. Shit right now, Mark.
Don't say it on the stream.
Oh, never mind. I got it. LOL.
Oh, what about you, Isaac? What's your favorite cartoons?
I'd say like number one for me is Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, that one's a good yeah.
I love that one. Yeah,
that always freaked me out.
Yeah,
I hate. I do that was freaking
spooky
me out.
As
yeah,
hell. Yeah,
that was a freaky
that's,
one.
Yeah, number one, and then number two, Tito said it was Ed and Eddie. It was just like such a timeless one. SpongeBob was good. Cat Dog was really good.
Cat and Dog, yep.
Caillou,
bring up,
bro.
Bring up some good
Caillou's
ones.
Not bad, yeah.
Caillou and
Jimmy Neutron,
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, that's a good. Fairly Odd
Clifford
Parents.
The Big
Power
Red
Rangers,
Dog.
Power Rangers Mighty Clifford. Morphin.
Oh, yeah. Power Rangers classic.
Yeah. There's a
That's
whole bunch
Raven.
More. Oh, my God.
You could just, yeah, if you go That's down the pipeline, dude, you'll find so many. You're like, holy shit, I remember that. Did you guys ever see the Jackie Chan cartoon?
Yeah, that one was a good one.
Is fun. It the guy who turned into a dragon?
No, that was
no,
Jake.
That was Jake the Dragon. That was a good
Something
one, though.
Like
Jake Patowski.
Oh, yeah.
What is that boring ass show, that cartoon, the one, what's the. It's like that challenge TV show where
Total Drama Island.
Yes,
that was a good one. They
that
had some good ones.
That one's ass.
I like the jokes. The jokes were funny. The stories were weird, but
there were
the
some good ones. I'm not gonna lie. I remember the TV shows where they would have like old school like TV shows. It's like it was like the channel 101 or 103 or whatever.
Oh yeah, Boomerang.
Not Boomerang. It was I don't know. It was a show that was called the Upside Down Show. Have you ever heard of that?
Maybe no. I've seen like.
The Upside Down Show was my favorite. Oh, my God. I loved it so much, dude. That one's a good one. There's a whole bunch. I just can't remember.
I've seen that. That looks kind of like Blue's Clues a little bit.
Yeah, but, like, they make the noise with their mouths and, like, whatever
cool.
they're doing. It was such a good show.
Well, that sounds
I used to
awesome.
Watch.
I have to watch that. Okay. I'll have to watch that with my brother or something. Cool. All right. That's some good ones. So here's a would you rather for the next one. So, would you rather have sheets made of American cheese, like
Ew.
Bed sheets,
Ew.
Or floors made of raw hamburger?
Man.
I think raw hamburger.
Yeah.
I feel pretty funky walking across with barefoot.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping with no f***ing cheese on me, man.
So, you'd rather walk
yes,
on, like,
I would rather walk on...
I'd rather
on,
walk, yeah, guess what? Because I'm going to cook that shit right after.
That's true, yeah, because the problem with the cheese sheets, they probably would smell real bad after a while.
Yeah. It would not be good.
And the raw hamburger.
It would be disgusting.
Raw cheese, bro.
Yeah, if the meat didn't go bad, I'd be fine with that. Hopefully the meat. If neither went bad, I'd probably still go with the meat.
I'll make the house cold as hell. Just making sure that shit
stays good.
Yeah, bro. the cheese, man. Nah, that's not sticking with me, bro.
All right, so I got another one. Yeah. Would you rather be eaten by a great white shark or beaten by a silverback gorilla?
Isaac, why would you say that
shit? I would go for a shark.
I'd rather get my ass whipped by fucking...
The gorilla. You know the gorillas eat your ass first? I'm not kidding. The gorilla... I'm not kidding.
They eat my
ass. They will eat your ass first, son.
Never mind.
That's why I'd rather get eaten by jaws, man. I'm not getting my ass eaten first.
How the fuck do you know about that?
How
do you know about that?
Dude, it's research, bro.
It's
research, bro.
How do you know about that?
It's research.
No way.
You get weird coincidence. You want to fight a gorilla. You think about you, bro. Like, you want to fight a gorilla?
Okay. Have you seen those videos where those kids fucking fell on the gorilla cage?
Yeah.
Did the fucking gorilla eat their ass?
That's not a silverback. Those are blackbacks or whatever they're called. They're regular gorillas.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, silverback?
A silverback gorilla. Really big ones. They're really huge. That's why
the one that looks like Kong.
I don't know. Look up a photo of a silverback.
You ever seen Planet of the Apes? The really, really big one. You can look it up.
Hold on, bro.
That motherfucker will turn you around and eat your ass, bro. I'm all set with that. I don't want none of that, bro.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound
I'd rather get hit by a shark. Yeah, it's an instant death.
Now that he's, I don't know about the ass eating.
Dude, like, sure.
You believe that shit, bro?
Huh?
You believe that shit?
A silverback gorilla eating your ass?
Dude, I don't want to get eaten by a gorilla by my ass.
Those?
Yes.
Those?
Yeah, dude.
You imagine getting your ass eaten by that?
I would rather not have that happen to me.
Look, he gives you that f***ing face, bro. He's already giving you that face.
Looks like you.
Jesus.
Viewers or listeners,
should
have shown the gorilla to the camera because he doesn't know what a silverback gorilla is.
He's giving that face.
Are you done yet?
He looks like
sit your ass down, bro. What's next?
All right, so I don't know. This is like to just make people laugh. This might not land, so it's a knock-knock joke.
Oh, jeez.
Is that honey?
Yeah, it's honey.
Can I have some?
You want some? You got to get a spoon if you want some of that, though.
What's some knock-knock?
Audio listeners, too, is trying to reach for the honey that I brought here. Because it's for my tea, so I don't know.
Oh, it's for your tea.
It's for my tea,
yeah. Yo, look at that lion.
It's just honey. No, it's real honey.
Is that a lion or a tiger? That's a tiger, my fault.
This is exactly why he didn't know how to spell recess.
I knew how to spell recess.
Yeah,
okay. All right,
Tito. RECESS. Recess.
Tito, you ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cash who?
No, thanks. I'll have some peanuts.
You didn't get it?
No.
Bro, it flies over your head like everything else, bro. Come on.
What? Cash?
I just like cashews? The peanut?
This guy is so like.
Hold on, bro. Do that shit again.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cash who?
No thanks. I'll have some peanuts.
Because you're saying cash who?
Okay, hold on.
Oh my God. Do it again. Do it one more time.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cash who?
No thanks. I'll have some peanuts.
Oh, because you're saying cash who? You're making me say cashews and you just want peanuts.
Yes.
That's a knee slapper.
So the listeners that are not watching this dumbass just slapped the shit out of his knees.
I forgot I was wearing shorts. Shit.
Dumbass,
yo, look at that cheetah, yo.
All right, to close things out, I'm gonna see if I can find a really good "Am I the Asshole?"
Oh wait, I got a question.
Oh, you got one? Okay,
yes,
cool.
I got one. What are qualities are important to you for a partner?
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Like, what do you look in a partner?
Trust.
Okay.
Yeah, trust. What else?
Love.
Okay, keep going. Stand
loyalty.
Oh. Okay. What else?
That's it.
I said the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, yeah, same thing. That was a good question. That was a question because I wanted to know because mine would be the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And the ones that would not want to toy with you, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's just me. You know, because a lot of females be toying with guys for no reason, you know what I'm saying?
That's true, yeah.
Talk about that they want to be relationships and shit like that, and then don't end up, you know, like, what was the point of toying with people? You know?
Yeah, playing games, yeah.
It's stupid. It's just plain stupid.
Yeah, some, yeah. Honesty, loyalty, trust, fire, seriousness.
I said, what is that?
That is a... I don't know what that is, but it looks like it could...
Is it pregnant?
No, it's just got a big stomach, big abdomen.
Big what?
Big abdomen.
What the f*** is that?
That's what that's called.
I thought it was just like a hatch. Like,
all right, I got a good one. I got a good one.
Another one?
Another one. Okay. Well, this one's more of closing out because I know he was going to close out.
Okay.
But this one's going to, let's see. What was your favorite part of this episode?
Ooh.
Hanging out with you guys.
Yeah. Talking to everybody.
Just arguing with
you. Arguing, yeah. What'd you say?
Yeah. I said arguing with you.
No, you said something else.
I said arguing with you.
All right, bird chest, relax. yeah, I think that's it for me, to be honest.
Cool. I'd say for me, the answers that you guys gave today were really funny.
I didn't give no. I don't have no questions.
Well, you should have came with questions. Whose fault is that?
It's okay, Tito. You can come with.
Ooh. Oh. This one's like an either or question.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. Or. Ready.
Can you just say
I'm gonna say it, bro. I gotta get the
say
moment.
It.
Popeyes.
Are you f***ing dumb or are you dumb?
Popeyes is good.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
Bro, Popeyes.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but Popeyes.
Chick-fil-A.
Popeyes. I'm going to be honest. I prefer Popeyes.
Because they're open on Sundays.
That and I think their fries are better.
Oh,
I don't like those waffle fries they have.
No, I don't like Chick-fil-A.
They don't taste good at all.
I got chicken's great, though.
All right, I got a good one. Wendy's or McDonald's?
Wendy's.
I grew up as a McDonald's boy, so I go to McDonald's.
All right. Natto's or Subway?
Natto's.
I've only eaten Natto's once. Natto's is all right. I think I'd say if I had it again, maybe I'd go with Natto's, but right now it's Subway. I'd need to have Natto's more, though. The first time I had it was good, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. All right, what do you want to close out with?
Let's see.
I got a question.
Okay.
Cool. I'm sorry. What is your biggest inspiration?
I think we've already answered something like that, didn't
we? Yeah, we did.
Darn it. What was your first job?
First job, okay. That's a good one.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Sky Zone. If you guys don't know what Sky Zone is, inside trampoline park. I was 16 years old. This shit was booty cheese.
My first job was bussing tables at Bertucci's.
Bertucci's.
Yeah, so that was fun.
I remember that place in the mall, and they closed down.
Yeah, the problem is they're too expensive. Their food's delicious, but it's way too expensive.
So I have another one. Personal interests or passions?
We kind of... All right, I feel like we already... That kind of aligns with goals and stuff like that.
Kind of aligns with it.
What is your end goal?
That's a year goal. Or, I mean, you mean like the end, like before passing? That's a good
one. Yeah.
Wu-Tang is coming up with some Dunk High Retros.
Who?
Oh, wow. Really?
Chill. Ooh. Look at that shit.
Ooh.
Oh, those are nice. I actually really like those.
What is that for?
Wu-Tang.
Who? Wu-Tang?
Mm-hmm. Oh. The little logos on the I'm getting those.
I'm getting those.
I'm getting those. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
All right, you ready for the Am I the Asshole?
Yes.
All right, so it's... this guy says, I woke up in the middle of the night at 12 a.m. to the sound of a baby crying in my apartment hallway. It was fine at first. I get it. Babies cry and throw tantrums. Shit is hard. Parenting is hard. But bro, the kid won't stop crying. Me and my husband woke up. I thought to myself, I'm going to tell the neighbor to keep it down. Went up to them, and then I saw the baby on the floor of the hallway crying. Mind you again, this is like 12 a.m. in the middle of the night. Who puts their crying baby on the floor of the apartment hallway? So I said to them, hey, can you keep it down nicely? Didn't yell at them at all. My neighbor straight up said, it's a baby. How is it supposed to do that? Okay, rude. Then the baby straight up called me. This isn't real. The mom. So the mom called the guy racist for complaining about the baby. The neighbor is Indian and they live in Dubai. So apparently the person that complained about the baby got called racist. Who's the asshole here? Is it the parents, the baby, or the person that's complaining about the noise?
Definitely the baby. It was the baby. The baby's been an asshole.
He's the asshole.
Shut the f*** up,
not
baby.
Not the parents, but
the f*** baby.
No,
f***
that. It's
shut the
f*** baby,
I'm trying
bro.
To
why
need my
like,
hours
bro.
Sleep. Shut the f***
There's
up.
There's no need to cry. There's no need to f***ing cry. There's no need for that.
Shut the f*** up.
There's no need for that, bro. Like, shut up.
Fuck out of here before I throw your ass over on the window, bro.
That's crazy.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, then. Isaac, would you?
What?
If, like, you're trying to sleep and you have to do, like, a nice 12-hour shift and there's a baby crying in the hall, what would you do?
I'd complain to the neighbors about the baby.
And then the baby doesn't shut the fuck up, what are you going to do?
Complain to the neighbors more. Complain to the landlord, probably, at that point.
What would you say?
I'd say, like, hey, calm your kid down or I'm going to call the landlord.
Tell
him. You want to tell him to shut the fuck up?
To the baby?
Yeah.
The baby. I feel like he's just going to cry louder, but, I mean, you might end up saying something, like, you don't mean in the moment because you're tired as shit, so maybe.
So you would say, shut the fuck up.
Stop crying. Something like that. I don't know.
I mean.
I think we're all just dickheads.
I would low-key feel bad, but not at the same time because I need my fucking 8 hours.
I don't know. The way they described it, it's weird because they described it like it's a literal, like, 2-month-old kid. Like, they haven't even, like, learned to walk. But the way they said the baby was out in the hallway is, like, it ended up in the hallway. Like, it might be 5, like a 5 or 4-year-old. And if that's the case, then, yeah, I'd say the kid's kind of an
weird, but whatever.
So, I mean, yeah, that's...
Is that it? We're closing
that's
it?
That's it, yeah. We hit 51-minute mark, 51 so I'd say.
Oh, nice.
I want to close out.
But damn.
Welcome to our 3rd episode of the podcast. Yep. They didn't think we were going to make it this far, but people like our podcast. So even though we just talk about random shit all the time,
but
that's the fun of it. Mm-hmm. Our 2nd episode will probably be dropping July 7th. Will be, sorry. Will be dropping, but watch for those little snippets that we post on our stories.
Why you got to say snippets? Because
they're snippets. Well, you want to say good?
Why you gotta be so extra?
Bro. Say your outro.
Deuces.
I hate this kid so much. All right. We'll catch you guys next time on the next episode. Stay tuned, and yeah.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye, everyone.